Right, this week on the podcast, we continue our pub crawl. Yes, it's still going. This week we are walking to the Laird from DT's, and I believe it's going to take us for almost the entire episode. I will urinate at one point. That's an exciting moment. We also will, we will arrive at the Laird eventually. It's all coming up this week on the Poofcast.
I don't think I've ever seen Dani Minogue so excited in her life.
Talk poofy to me.
All right, so how do we feel about DT's, girls?
Well, DT's wasn't too bad, actually. I quite enjoy DT's.
Dateline something, it's after 12.
Dateline 12, 24.
Yes.
And a half.
Should we get a cab? Because I think they're close the Laird soon.
Yeah, they'll close at 1.
Yeah.
We've got to make it. That was fun, mainly
was
because
fun.
We had a little seating area to ourselves and didn't actually have to talk to anyone.
We had all that ammo. And
yes, we did have a lot of ammo.
It was very comfortable, and everyone was of our
age group and level of insecurity.
And we knew some people. We knew some friends.
We knew some people.
That was helpful.
Well, a drag queen knew your name, Toby.
I know, I'm really famous. I think it's because I'm the funniest.
Yeah, who was that drag queen?
Gamest. That was Glenda Waverley.
Right. Good name.
That's a suburb in Melbourne, for those of you interested.
Yeah, and overseas.
And overseas. Oh my God, I'm really drunk now.
I'm really drunk too.
I know.
And I need to do a wee.
Well, maybe we haven't actually done a toilet record.
Should we just walk? I don't think we're going to get a cab. Let's just start walking.
Well, let's start walking again. We haven't done a toilet record yet. We have to do a toilet record.
A toilet record?
Yeah, we need to go into the toilet.
Is that a thing?
Let's go into the toilet at the Laird, because that's always the most interesting spot.
I was going to say, let's just go to a laneway down here and I'll piss.
Oh, well, there's that. Well, actually, we did do a toilet record because we went to Heaven's Door.
Zing!
About DT's is that it's great for a drink or two, but I don't know if you can spend all night there.
No. Well, that's it. And people do spend all night there.
I don't think DT's is an all-night proposition because it is a bit of a fishbowl and you would just run into the same people.
You do.
That you fucked last week.
Yes, you do. I used to go there quite a bit and that is exactly what happens.
Like, for a short time, it's very comfortable because you know everyone. But in the long term, it's like because you know everyone.
It's like living in a bad share house.
Yes.
Going to DT's too often.
That is a perfect description.
Yeah.
It's no one fine because you know where all the bodies are buried, but it's heinous because you know where all the bodies are buried.
Because you can smell them. Yeah.
Should I go to the toilets at Zagami's or should I... or should I find...
Pokies.
Somewhere around the corner. I don't want to go to the toilets at Zagami's. It's too tragic. Even for me.
So this is our 6th hour of gay bar crawl.
Yes.
Started at 7. It's now 12:30. So we're into hour 6. I feel surprisingly good. I thought that I would have given up the ghost.
Well, I had that mother or whatever that energy drink was.
That ridiculous drag queen made you. Oh, I was about to say, there's a cab. And he turned his thing off as soon as I looked at him.
Oh, what a cunt.
He knew.
Wave at him anyway. See if he wants to pick us up.
Oh, come on. What are the odds?
We need to get a quote from a cab driver at some point.
We've had many quotes from cab drivers and they weren't good.
No. Where would you like to go? That's...
Your boyfriend is Indian.
I know. That's why I'm allowed to say
it. You're so racist. You're more racist than either of us.
And I'm actually racist.
I'm the one going out with the Indian Malaysian as well. So he's like doubly racial stereotype.
Oh, my God.
Is he Indian Malaysian?
Yeah, he grew up in KL.
Oh, that is the worst. That is like... that is.
So I can make jokes about Indians and Malaysians.
And Chongs.
Yep. And Chongs.
And Chongs. No, I can't open those.
You can do curry and rice.
That's right, yes. Well, yes. Oh, I could get non-tray anime with him. Yes.
Poor old Indian Malaysians have the worst lot of anyone because Indians are basically the slaves of Asia.
They are the third class citizens of Asia.
If you go to anywhere in the second world, in Asia or the Middle East, it's always Indians that are picking up the shit and scrubbing the dunnies.
Well, even in Malaysia, they're like way down the list of getting into uni, of all that kind of stuff, getting jobs. You know, there's a real hierarchy.
Why is that?
I don't know, but it kind of goes Malaysian, Chinese, Indian, and Indians at the bottom of the heap in Malaysia.
Because Malays control even though the government and Chinese control commerce.
Hey, remember when Rove used to live down there?
Did he?
Yeah, ages ago.
Yeah, in a flat with Dave Cowan.
Yeah.
There's a tram, the Chapel Street tram exists.
But
after all, it just sits there, just stands
just sits
there.
It there all night, mocking anyone
yes.
who's gone all the way down from one end to the other.
Anyone who has an actual destination to go to.
Why? Well, I don't understand why that tram line doesn't go.
Oh, it's so dumb.
Well, because we've traversed the length of it, the length and breadth of it tonight.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
And I put it down to gay racism.
Yeah.
It's gay-cism!
And that was the moment we got beaten to death.
Outside the fire station. On Church Street. I can't believe we're walking to the Laird.
It's really cold. It's so
freezing
cold.
Someone check the temperature on their my phone.
On your computer phone, Toby. Check
I'm gonna look it up on my computer phone. I've inherited the computer phone from Peter.
The my phone.
So I don't really.
Oh, you don't
know
have a black
work it.
A BlackBerry anymore.
No, it's giving me the shits.
Well, it was giving us work. The shits, to be perfectly honest.
Because his scruff wouldn't work. Don't walk into that pole.
8 degrees.
Oh, 8 degrees. It's balmy.
No information to hand on wind chill.
See, look, it's got it. Like, it's going
it's
now.
Moving.
The
tram is moving.
Great, the one tram that runs between fucking Hunchbacks and the local is viable. Everybody
well, then why
laughs.
Wasn't it going when we needed it?
You want to go from a shitty theatre restaurant to a crappy comedy club? You're covered.
Hey, local laughs. They don't put the laughs in the name for nothing, Toby.
It's a great club. It's a great club. I take it back.
Yeah.
I was being derogatory for comic effect because nothing else has had any comic effect.
Do you want to get a pizza?
No, I don't want to. Why do you want a pizza now?
No.
Because you saw the word pizza. You
yeah,
pizza.
I did. It just was into my subconscious.
You're worse than me.
It's Mario's Pizza, which is a traditional Italian name, so it must be good.
Listeners, Adam did a terrible thing at DT's.
I did do a very bad thing.
He did a terrible thing.
I did an awful thing.
He brought up a subject that should never be mentioned.
I didn't bring it up. You brought up the subject. I brought up the bad person.
Yeah, you did.
You deliberately said something to provoke me.
To provoke both of us.
I basically did it to get you out of the comfortable couch and get us onto the next pub.
And I... which you could have done by saying, let's get up off the comfortable couch and go to the pub, rather than saying that word that you said.
He knew. That you would leap to your feet and cry out, zounds!
Because before attempting to glass me.
So, I just want you to know that I have a score to settle with Adam tonight.
Right.
This is the context in which everything else will take place, that I have a grudge.
Because what Adam said, it's really hard to get that image out of your head.
Toby, look, there's a Eurovision thing posted on the other wall.
What? Where? Where?
Seriously, over there, it's Eurovision.
Oh, it's just a screening for the grand final.
Yeah, I know, but...
I am planning, speaking of Eurovision, I am currently planning a holiday to Belarus next year.
Why Belarus? It's only in Sweden.
Because Belarus in July, in Vitebsk, the fourth largest Belarusian city...
Right.
...has a music festival called the Slaviansky Bazaar, which features... a rotating lineup of Eurostars and whatever Western music stars are addicted enough to cocaine to take the money to do it.
Oh, is it like that Monte Carlo festival, whatever it's called, the Monaco?
Yeah, it's very similar. And so this year, just to give you a flavour of what the Slaviansky Bazaar represents, this year the headliners were Loreen, who won Eurovision.
Yes.
There was Ellen Nicky, who won last year.
Mm-hmm.
Circa Vadushka, who came second in 2007. The lead singer of Smokey. and hang on to your flaps, Samantha Fox.
Oh, my God. I thought you said you were going to mention singers.
So, do yourself a favour and just YouTube Samantha Fox Vitebsk 2012.
Vitebsk.
If you want to see an aging coke addict writhe around an Eastern European state...
An aging lesbian coke addict.
With two arthritic lesbian dancers.
Wow.
It's really stunning. Wow. And I want to be a part of it in 2013.
Well, you know, I'm on television in Sweden now, so...
I know. Here. I'm so excited about that.
What's on?
I could technically be a Swedish pop star.
I'm on SVT, the Swedish television station.
Yeah. So, well, they're comedy digital...
Oh, know, really?
Online nonsense.
So I'm relying outland on you to get me Melody Festival and tickets.
Well, I hope so. Do you think?
It could
if
happen.
I just rang up and said, I need to go to festival, I'm going down here. I'm really going to win one of these lanes.
Okay.
Full stream. Which is annoying because I'm holding the recorder.
Just don't short circuit the recorder.
I don't know where I'm going to put my other hand to hold my dick.
You electrocute yourself whilst pissing.
Is this someone's front door? Wait, this is someone's front door. In a laneway. Fucking Richmond. Fucking Richmond. It's full of this fucking shit. People's front doors in laneways. How are you supposed to piss anywhere when people's front doors are in the laneway? This is where I used to piss. I'm gonna go on this pole.
Is it laneway after?
Do you wanna hold? Do you wanna hold that?
Okay, hold that.
Don't pull that on my head.
Okay. Need a lighter?
What?
Point it that way.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Talk poofy to me.
And all the other boys try to change me.
And my number.
Come here, baby. Oh, this was the longest walk to a pub ever.
Oh, my
ever.
God. We have spent more time between places tonight than actually at places. And really, some of the places we've been to, it felt like we've been there forever.
Especially poor Toby stuck with the Taran.
Karen and I have a special bond. I want to get a word.
We do.
This is a new road, isn't it?
New road?
A new road!
New road! Oh, this is like a fucking wrecked play. When do we get to? No, it's suddenly turned into Russian constructivist cinema. When do we get to the bar full of boys and beer?
I don't know. Soon, I hope. Oh.
It's not far.
Buck wild and get the feel.
Try to shame me in the mother. We're not going to 86, are we? Let's not go to 86.
No, can I just cross 86 off the list now?
Yeah, cross 86 off the list now.
We did that a few weeks ago.
We did. Wes was doing... Oh, someone text Wes and tell him where we are. I would, but my phone's flat.
We did it last week, so let's count that as a faculty pass.
I love how you're calling last month last week.
Oh, was it? you know I hibernate between these records. I go into my Walt Disney-esque cryogenic chamber.
Just your head.
Pretend none of this ever happened. I'm not even real, listeners. I'm just the latest in Japanese robot technology.
Angry robot technology.
Someone's crossed me with a few samples with... algorithm linked to traffic horns at intersections. Every time someone toots their horn, I just go, "Ah, oh, that gay piece of shit."
And Toby called me a gay piece of shit tonight.
Because you were being a dirty gay piece of shit. You fucking faggot. You rotten ass fucking piece of.
I just wanted that conversation to stop. Really.
Oh. Then next time, just say, can we stop talking about this? Why do you have to spoil everything?
Because it's easier.
This is why we... No, it's not easier. The easiest thing to do is just say, let's stop talking about it. Let's go. Let's move on. Rather than going, hey, let's rape a baby.
I didn't say let's rape a baby.
Well, you may as well if I would have preferred you to. I would have coped
like
better
heading,
with...
But it's more Mueller heading.
Yeah.
He yells breed me.
Oh, I can't stop making jokes.
That's funny. Because he's looked at pictures of kids getting fucked.
Yeah.
Isn't it great walking through an industrial estate? You just feel like you can say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the top of your voice.
This is where I used to hang out when I was at school.
Really?
This was when we would wag, we'd come down here and go to the Selvos. And then put them back in the Selvo's bin later on because it was just borrowing.
Right. Just to see if he could.
So what?
Just to see if he could.
No, no, just because we would.
Right. You're like Robin Hood.
No, not when it comes to the salvos.
If Robin Hood was a gay piece of shit.
I've got like a turd burgeoning.
Have you got some turtle's head cove?
Yeah, but it's been like that all day and it's just never made itself apparent. And I don't know whether it's a turd or whether, like, I'm wearing a pair of undies that keep going right up.
Maybe
that's just general poofcast anticipation.
Well, there's nothing that'll back me up like a poofcast record.
Can you imagine it? It must be even more tedious to listen to this than living it. Can you imagine listening to us walking between deep peas and the lead?
I'm not going to put the whole full cut in.
Oh, my God. I think you should. I think you should put this to air completely unedited. Because we've had to do it, so they have to do it.
Me going to the toilet, you calling me a gay piece of shit.
Seriously, it would be quite meditative. It would be
really walking along in the wind.
Yeah.
It would be a great relaxing kind of, you know.
It would be like
nothing relaxing about your angry spurting.
It would be like a mind douche.
People don't listen to the words, they just hear the rhythm and the sounds. And there'll be atmosphere from the wind and walking along and, you know.
And the sound of pissing in the background.
Yeah, that's Japanese, that's relaxing.
Yes, Toby, Adam and I stopped off in a Japanese garden on the way.
That's relaxing.
The point I'm getting at, if you fucking dicklickers will shut up long enough. Let me express it. Is that soundscapes are inherently meditative.
Right.
If you walk along the streets at night by yourself for long enough, you will reach some kind of karmic nirvana because you're, you know, enveloped
in your annoying boyfriend.
In your own reality. Yeah, okay, that's so, sure. That's a part of it, maybe. I think you should put it together, put it to air totally unedited.
Look, I'm on a scale of 1 to irritating. I'm putting a soundscape at about 1 and us at about 15.
So. Oh, there's a limo.
Well, look, let me put it this way. I want you to send me the unedited cuts.
Okay.
So that when I have insomnia in the middle of the night, I can listen to us walking between DTs and the lead and be precisely as stultifyingly bored as I am now.
I want you to send me the unedited cuts so that if I eat something that I think might give me food poisoning, I want to be able to bring the fucker up.
Why do I have to listen to it in the first place to send it to you?
You don't have to. You can just send the file.
Well, I know which one it is. I don't write
just
them.
Just send them
the
all.
Whole
send
thing.
Them all. Send everything and I will archive it Warhol style. I'm cataloguing my own poo. And then in 40
a little bit
years,
Gilbert and George.
When the Smithsonian calls, we'll see who's laughing last. I'll be there with the great Poofcast archives. Like some kind of, you know, guy.
What
am I talking about?
Oh my God,
Toby.
Toby's busted.
We were all waiting for you to get to that point. What the fuck am I talking about?
His vocabulary deserted him at the last minute.
Is this whole evening an exercise in just breaking me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes, pretty much.
I think it's spectacularly successful.
It's like the Truman Show, but we want to fuck you up.
Well, look, we're nearly there.
We're nearly there.
We can see the
We're about 50 metres away from the lead. Michael Phelps could do this in 14 seconds.
Yeah.
So. You know, Michael Phelps is higher. If Michael Phelps was a country,
yes,
he would be higher on the medal tally than our country.
Would Michael Phelps give you a good dicking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Only when he has the porn mo.
Yeah.
Only with the porn mo.
Yeah.
He'd totally fuck you for 100 metres.
Oh.
Yeah.
After Frank Ocean was finished with me. I'm totally in love with Frank Ocean.
Really?
Who's Frank Ocean? Didn't he sing When the Going Gets Tough?
Mother Horan spoke about Frank Ocean a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's the gay rapper.
Oh, right.
Well, no, he's an R&B star.
Rhythm
I don't know if he does
blues.
That much rap. He sings a lot. He's written a song for Beyonce or two.
Oh, we've made it. We're at the ledge.
Right, we're at the ledge.
Right.
Holy hell.
Right. Do we go in this door or the other one?
Entering the ledge.
Is this door open? Yeah, they're still open. Okay.
Yeah.
after our great mother courage.
Oh God.
Trek.
Oh, it was more kind of the fucking Iceman cometh.
Ah, well done, lads.
Yes. Oh.
Oh.
So thirsty. It must be my shout now.
Come on.
Oh, they're having shots. Awesome. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Can we get two schooners of Carlton and one of Bulmers?
Boom.
Oh, we just walked here from DT's, it's freezing.
It's
been quite the night.
Otherwise, just shrink wrap into our hands. I can see it happening.
We were watching you on the internet.
Were you?
Judith Lucy was doing
it's our thing.
All right, yes.
This is our OB.
My whole one line in that.
It's our thing that we record our stuff on.
Me and Sam Pang. Who said nothing?
It is.
That was said by somebody at circuit. Not at the man. Not at the man.
I'm alright, how are you?
Like little Russian refugees who've been walking through the night.
They're just like little Babushka dolls. I gather you all came out of him.
Yeah!
they pointed at me, listening. So I'm the fat one.
We love you.
This is my Zoom. This is our podcast OB van.
Yeah.
It's our outside broadcast van.
Yeah.
Thank you, girls.
Are we standing in front of the heater? Yeah. I think we've been outside for like ages enough.
Ages. I'm gonna go have a wee out of my penis.
Oh my god. Why does he have to do it out of his penis all the time?
Why now? Why now? Why this penis? I'm delirious, I have nothing further.
I'm sorry, I'm starting to defrost a little bit. My eyes are stinging.
I know. Do we get some kind of, like, Order of Australia?
Oh yeah, we should totally get OAM for our contribution to
do you know what we should have done?
Being gay and drunk.
We should have been sponsored. We should have done that. We should have walked from DT's to Laird as a fundraiser for the Vic AIDS Council.
You know,
and been sponsored.
That would involve us.
Harvey Norman should have given us a dollar for every time you were a fucking asshole. We would have $10,000.
Why am I the asshole?
Ellsbury,
I have to labour
the point? Yes, just, but it echoes throughout history.
I also thought it was funny. And you haven't shut up about it, so therefore it was hysterical.
All right. There may be something
resonance.
It may have had resonance. That is true.
The toilets smell like heaven's door.
Well, then everything's in order.
Everything's in order. Equilibrium within the universe.
I just poured beer all over myself.
Right, thanks for still being with us. If you've cancelled your subscription and you've missed out on this, well, you've missed out on not much, really. Next week, I think, might be the final one. We might do a bumper-sized episode because, you know, I've listened ahead and we don't make much sense from here on in. We are fairly drunk. We've had too much amyl and too much fun and the wheels have started to fall off. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Do you really want to hear any more of this? That's next week on the podcast.